4ZGS. That's Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra. Just wanting to say Happy New Year to anyone who might be on the repeater today.
4ZGC, I think. GCS. KR4ETW.
R4ETW, I think that's Chuck down the road. This is KG4ZGS, Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra. This is Chris over here.
Thought that was you. I'm down in Greer. Heard you on there, thought I'd holler back at you.
Right on. I just drove up to the little Chicago gas station there, and now I'm sitting in my driveway and figured I'd see if I could bother anybody out here and tell you, I hope you have a blessed new year, man. It's just give me another day, I guess. I'm going to do some football watching and light off a couple fireworks and just hanging out at the house.
Pour a line, a little bit of supper, and turn all the lights off so nobody don't come around. Call it a day.
Well, today's been mostly a football day for me. Today and tomorrow, NCAA playoffs are going on. So tonight we got Miami at Ohio State. And then tomorrow there's three of the bracketed games. And I'm a Georgia Bulldog, so my team will be playing tomorrow night against Ole Miss. So it's kind of something fun to do and just real low-key. Got a couple of fireworks, nothing serious, but it'll be fun and, just chilling, dude. So, you're just going to take it real easy, turn the lights out. I hear you, dude.
I don't got nobody real close to me, but I got neighbors across the road in a big circle over there, and they provide all the fireworks you want to hear.
I hear people shooting out here all the time, but my property is not quite big enough, and my neighbors are just a little too close, and I don't have a berm, so I never shoot any guns out here. But a couple fireworks on an occasion, like New Year's or 4th of July, I ain't going to be blasting them late. I'm not going to wait till midnight or nothing like that. I'll probably shoot a couple around 7 or 8 p.m., something like that.
It gets dark and you get yours done, then you list the rest of them.
Precisely. Right on, Chuck. Well, are you working today?
An errand running. Running errands all day.
I hear you. That was me last night. So, right on, man. Well, I guess I'll let you get back to it. Thanks for getting back to me for a little quick QSO. I told you I got my radio on Christmas. I got it before then, but my dad helped me install it on Christmas. And so I've been trying to get on at least once a day, bother some folks, and just kind of get in the habit of playing with the radio again. So it's pretty fun. So I definitely appreciate you getting back to me there. Yeah, last night, I was thinking about it after I got off the radio with you, but I think that you were calling my call sign back to me, and I didn't hear you right, and so I thought you were saying a different call sign, but I have you written down as Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey, KR4ETW. And for my ID, this is KG4ZGS, Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra. Right on, man. Well, drive safe out in Greer, and hope you have a safe and happy new year.
And, I meant to ask you last night what kind of radio you get.
Yeah, man. I have an Anytone. Hold on just a second. An Anytone. The model is AT778UV. Anyway, it's a dual band VHF, UHF, and put it on a little gooseneck mount that I bolted to the passenger seat rail, and ran a mounted antenna It's a Comet. I don't know. It's a Comet dual band, 2 meter 440. I don't know the model number. I'd have to look that up on the order. But, yeah, it's a cool little mobile rig here, man. My dad helped me wire it to my battery. And the power cables that it came with were not quite long enough, so he had a couple spools of red and black wire. So we just spliced some extra length in there so we can make it up to the battery, and it looks pretty good, man. It's a pretty clean job.
Now that somebody else wants in there. All right, Chris, I'll talk at you later. Enjoy your New Year's ball game, and I'll look at you a little later, maybe. KG4ZGS, Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey, clear.
Three is Chuck, and I'll say clear too. KG4ZGS, clear.
4ETWW, 4SBX.
Go ahead, Brad. Carol 4ETW.
Radio on, heard you all talking, and I thought I'd say hello to you and Happy New Year's.
You at the house?
I'm sitting out here. Was listening to talk radio, and I decided to plug the radio on, and been picking up some metal from my neighbor's yard that they gave me for me and Ben to practice welding.
Been doing it for years, and I'm still practicing. I'm not very good at it.
Roger. I'm good at it. I haven't did it in a while, but I'm not real familiar with flux core, but I do thick, mid, carbon, spandrel, aluminum. But Ben wanted the stuff the neighbor had, I think it's galvanized, looks like. Maybe mild steel, but some of it. But I got to go over there and see what else he's got, but Ben wanted something to practice with, so. Yeah, I've got a specialized weld certificate, bro. I haven't did it in a long time.
Roger, I thought you were, or did that welding.
I bought me a new little plus coil machine, but I haven't struck an arc on it yet because the weather's been awful. Today wouldn't have been a bad day, but I just got off work. I started taking another course, man, for ham radio with, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's Ham Radio Prep, Space, and Satellite Communication, something like that.
Well, then, I'm lucky I can get this part. That's a new guy on the radio. I think it's been a ham operator years ago, but just got back in it. It's Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra. His name's Chris. He's up in Campobello also.
Yeah, roger that. Neighbors, I guess.
Not too far.
That's what's up. I don't know. There might be some special events tonight on HF, so I don't know. I might look at that a little bit. Guess a little bit later, I might go shoot that new Derringer I bought, like yours, that 22 mag. I might just shoot a few rounds out there in the backyard.
Good out for you.
Yeah, I took me and Ben, KO4ZEW, we went to, the Simpsonville Indoor Gun Range, and he brought his gun. I forget the model number of his gun. It's like a big old gun. It's like a .45 caliber or something. And then I took my 9mm Glock, and I took a Ruger 22 mag revolver, and then I took that Derringer. So we just traded off. We shot them four guns, and that little 22 mag wants to pop back your hand, so I'm trying to work on a grip, but I think that I'm going to go back to the indoor range here soon and try to see if I change my grip, if I'm more accurate with it. But I guess the gun itself, I mean, it's not like I use it for self-defense, but if somebody walked up on me in the car, it's going to be short distance anyway, so I don't guess it matters too much, but I still like to perfect it, you know.
Yeah, Brad, you can put some different grips on that, a little larger grip if you wanted it. It's going to get too big for the concealment.
That's one thing I liked about it, but I've been just practicing how I grip it and where my trigger finger's going to be, because I got long fingers. If I set my finger all the way out like I do on a big gun, it's going to get shot off. So it's just a little trick to it. But I can't wait to go back to the range. I just found out last week. So hold on, let me drop a second. I live about not even a mile and a half from that indoor gun range here in Simpsonville. I didn't know it, but veterans get to shoot for free up there. I could go 6 days a week.
Get a lot of practice in. I hadn't been shooting much, but I've been working on these antennas, 11-meter and 2-meter, and it's wearing me out.
After that, I just went and checked my infit halfway a minute ago when I was getting that metal. I got to tighten it up again. I think it's coming out of the ground. The stake's coming out of the ground a little bit. But while I got you on here, they gave some like top five HTs on that course. And I was wanting to know the model number of yours. I keep forgetting it. It's ICOM, I think, but if not, can you tell me the model number? I want to look at them.
Okay, I got the ICOM Mobile. It's a 2738. But on my HT, I've got the Yazoo FT70DR.
Hey, FT70DR. I want to look that one up. The one that they showed on there for an HT in their class, you know, there's lots of different radios, but different price ranges, too. Anywhere from $50 to $700, but they had listed a Yaesu FT, I think it was 65 R, maybe, but anyway, I'm just kind of getting an idea because I want to just dedicate. I want to have really one good one, but I noticed when you check in on your HT, that thing gets out pretty good. I think it does better than any radio HT I've got.
And Leroy K85WLL, he showed me that one. I picked it up, and you know, I'm using a little ladder antenna, roll-up antenna, and it's in the shop. So if I'm talking from the house in the shop, that's what I'm using. And it's Foxtrot Tango 70 Delta Romeo.
That W4SBX. But anyway, is that like the ladder line type of coax?
That's what I call it. It's NRTAG. November 9 TAG. TAG.
Oh, okay. I don't know. With the nomenclature, but if it kind of looks like a ladder, that's probably what I'm referring to as a ladder line, but I've never owned any yet. I've never bought any, but I heard it does really well.
I'm in a hollow over here down on the river. It gets me out of that river pretty good and hit the repeater.
Roger that. I'm not positive about this either, but I believe that ladder line actually kind of works like a dipole antenna somehow, maybe, but I don't know how I will explain it, but that's, I think I have heard something like that.
4ETW, you probably need to pick somebody's brain other than mine. I'm just barely in it. Some of them guys at the club, they know a lot more about that stuff than I do.
Yeah, I've got my hands full here too, my friend, because I got more projects and I got time to mess with them. But anyway, I want to get on the side here. I just wanted to say hello to you. I heard you on there, but I'll probably check back in the net later. But I think I got to wake my mom up at 7:30 because we want to watch the Buckeyes play.
Okay, Brad, that's good talk to you. Appreciate you checking me out. W4SBX, KR4ETW, I'm going to be out on the side.
And KR4ETW, W4SBX, I can't remember on call sign, W4SBX, I'll be clear also.